Have you ever had a cook-off with someone in your family or a friend? We're at the biggest one in the world right now. It's the World Food Championship at Fair Park in Dallas, Texas. Broadcasting live from the Members Mark Lounge on Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. The Bo Show.
Here we go. Kicking off the Bo Show right now. And yes, we are live from the World Food Championship. This is at Fair Park in Dallas, Texas. We are broadcasting live from the Sam's Club Members Mark Lounge. And Chris is here.
Hi.
Kirby Gwen is here.
No,
how are
Chris.
You today?
How you doing? Yeah. I'm doing fantastic. I am so excited, Bo. Today is a big, big day here at the World Food Championships because you know the rope is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
The curtains are open.
Mm-hmm.
The Sam's Club Bike Club is all in action today, and I'm so excited to see what the team has to offer. So looking forward to a lot of great things. And you know, of course, we're going to keep the people in the loop on social at Walmart World.
Absolutely. Head on over there on Instagram stories. You can check out a fun little sizzle of see what I did there? A sizzle.
I see what uh-huh, you're doing. Uh-huh. Lots of cooking jokes coming up and puns.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the competitions today include sandwich.
That's
competition
right
today.
Now.
Yep,
you smell
right
that
now.
Bread?
Mm-hmm. We've got the vegetarian a little bit later on today. Got burgers today. Soup, barbecue. You know, yesterday we had a little bit of rain here in Dallas.
Yeah, just a little.
So there's no rain out there right now. It's actually nice and cool. It's really nice if you ask me.
Yeah,
all right?
Mother Nature is smiling on us because these ovens are definitely heating up in here.
We can't wait to see you here. It is the World Food Championships live from Dallas, Texas here on Walmart and Sam's Club Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Members Mark Lounge at World Food Championship in Dallas, Texas on Walmart and Sam's Club Radio.
We got to kick off the show the way that we always do. Bo's impossible question of the day at the top of the show today. Food related, y'all. 23% of adults consider this to be a snack. What do you think this is?
I'd like you to try to answer one question.
Are you ready for Bo's impossible question of the day?
Impossible.
I hope so, because it's on.
Here we go. Hey, it is the Bo Show. We're live at the World Food Championship. Who's this?
Nedra.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Waverly, store 390 in Tennessee.
All right, what can I do for you today?
I would like to try to answer the question.
All right, so 23% of adults consider this to be a snack. And, you know, since we're at the World Food Championship broadcasting live in Dallas, we figured this would be a great question today. What do you think the answer is?
Cereal.
Cereal. A very good guess. A very good guess.
Can I give a shout out?
Yes, you can. Go for it.
Okay, we hit 390 in Tennessee. We're almost 365 days accident free, and I just wanted to give us a shout out.
Very good. I appreciate you calling up, and again, that's a very good guess. Producer Tanner, should we go ahead and let her have it?
You know, I think we should. That you got the correct answer right there. Great job.
Nice job. It was a bowl
Yay!
Of cereal. Way to go.
All right.
Now you can tell everybody you won the impossible question today.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
The World Food Championship in Dallas, Texas. It's Kirby Gwen, Chris, and Bo live from the Members Mark Lounge.
Hey, it's Bo and Kirby Gwen with us here, too. World Food Championship. We're live in Dallas, Texas, Fair Park. And, of course, we are in the Members Mark Lounge with Sam's Club. And we've got a special, special guest with us today. Kirby, you're really good at introductions.
You know, I was ready because some may say this is the most fabulous and fashionable food host in all the land. You may know him from Chowing Down with Trey. We've got Trey Chapman here with us today. How you doing?
Man, I am doing fantastic. Ready to kick this show off. It's going to be 4 days of fun food and deliciousness.
I
like that.
Right.
Fun food and deliciousness. So, Trey, tell us, you know, 60 years in the business, handed down from generation to generation. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Go back to 1838. My family started the first ranch. And in 1905, fast forward ranching that whole time, cattle and farming. Fast forward to 1905, we opened up our first family restaurant in 1905 called Lacey's. And they quickly did three of those and just kind of spawned from there, kept doing it, had little cafes in downtown Fort Worth. And then in the 60s, my dad ran across the guy that created Dairy Queen. And so we started bringing Dairy Queen to Texas. And then we started developing concepts. And before we knew it, you know, we had 250 restaurants in five states and had some in Europe. In 2005, we sold out.
Uh-huh.
Guy asked me to start writing for food. And then the rest is history. You know, we blew up. You know, we're going to reach 100 million people this year. And we have partnerships with ABC, Fox, you know, all the whole thing. So I just love what I do.
Now, just because you're writing about food doesn't mean you're not cooking it, right? So what's your favorite dish?
Believe it or not, I don't have a favorite because I love all food groups.
Okay, all right.
Inclusive
of everything.
I swear. I swear. A lot of people that write about food have particular food they really like. I just like it all. I like barbecue. I like fish. I like Mexican. I like American. You know what I mean? I like it all. Italian.
How difficult is it to be fair sometimes, though? Because, you know, listen,
all food is not as tasty as it would appear sometimes.
No. Do people get nervous when they see you coming?
Yeah, but you know what I do now? I don't like to do that to anybody. So now I wear a baseball cap, or I try to look different when I go into a restaurant. It's just not helping that much anymore. Like last night, I just don't like upsetting any, and they get nervous. If I don't like the food, if I go in a restaurant, since I started this deal, I always said to myself, because I used to own restaurants, and I know how hard it is to create something, especially if it's your own money and your own blood, sweat, and tears. So if we don't like something, we just do not write about it. I don't write about it. I don't talk about it. That way, I stay on the positive side because I think in this day and time, there's so much negativity in the world. I want to always be, you know, try to be positive and uplifting.
Aw, I like that.
Did we just become best friends? I mean, we got the same glasses on. You're a positive vibe.
This is true. I love the look. All right, so Trey, what are your hot takes for those that may be listening? Like three big things that maybe those listening here in Dallas are like, I'm thinking about coming.
You need to come because this is the only place. This is the only time of year at this event that you can see all the food groups, right? You can see all the competitions. You can see biscuits. You can see bacon. You can see rice. You can see sweets. You can see barbecue. You can see it all, and they do all competitions. You can watch them all play. It's the coolest thing because most people can't go to a MasterChef stage or a Food Network stage or something like that. So you come here, and you can see all this stuff.
And while Trey's saying seeing it, you can also taste it down at the Sam's Club Bite Club, all right? So head on down there, and you can get your tickets, of course, for that. Because, you know, looking at it is great. Everything comes out. It's real pretty. But let's be honest. Somebody wants to taste it.
Hello. Yeah.
You know?
I took a picture of the Bite Club wall today. Uh-huh. How does the Bite Club work real quick?
So it's real easy. So if you're a Sam's Club member already, you can head on over to the World Food Championship on Instagram. Click on their bio. There's a link there. And you can actually, if you're a Sam's Club member, you can get free tickets
to come in.
And then you get to go through the Bite Club and sample
all the food.
You
can't be free and you get to eat.
That's right.
Deliciousness.
I
don't want to put you on the spot, Trey, but you're a Sam's Club Plus member, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, if not, we'll fix that today.
Yeah, we are.
Trey, thank you so much for stopping by. We look forward to seeing you throughout the next couple of days here.
Believe it or not, it's time for Yes or No Way, Bo.
No way.
On the Bo Show.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Bradley Mills.
Where are you calling from? What store? What city and state?
0719 from Richmond, Kentucky.
All right. Hey, Bradley, while I have you on the phone, you want to play a fun game called Yes or No Way, Bo? It's real easy. It's true or false.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go, Bradley. The way that it works, I'm going to give you some really simple questions, basically. Your job is to figure out whether it's true or false. So if it's true, just say yes. If it's not true, you're going to say no way, Bo. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go, Bradley. Here's your first question. Searing meat seals in the juices. Is that yes or no way, Bo?
Yes.
Yes, yes it is. That was an easy one. Here's your next one. German chocolate cake originated in the great state and city of Dallas, Texas.
I'm going to say no way, Bo.
Oh, it's actually true. It sure did. Here's your next one, Bradley. What? The seeds are the spiciest part of a pepper. Yes or no way, Bo?
I'm going to go no way, Bo.
There you go. That is right. It is not. Last one, Bradley. Let's see if you can finish strong here. Cutting against the grain of a steak makes it tender. Yes or no way, Bo?
No way, Bo.
Oh, it's actually true, believe it or not. I didn't even know that one, Bradley. I didn't. I learned something new right there, too. I'm going to have to ask one of these master chefs how true that really is. But, hey, Bradley, I appreciate you calling up today, and I hope you have a great Thursday.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Live from the Lone Star State in Dallas, Texas, it's the World Food Championship.
Hey, once again, broadcasting live here in Dallas, Texas. It's 4 days of foodie heaven. It really is. All of us are in our zone right now, or should I say maybe in our kitchen. We're kind of, you know, trying to make sure that we keep it in our kitchen. Is that right, Chris?
You got that right.
And, you know, the holiday season is upon us. Families, of course, thinking about holiday hosting and Thanksgiving just right around the corner. What will you make? How will you spice it up a bit? See what I did there?
I do.
Yeah. And, you know, Sam's Club has everything you need this holiday seasoning. There. You like that, Chris? Two in a row. Boom.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. Hey, lots of
roll.
Oh, I see what you did there. Thank you. You know, lots of us are gathering with large families, friends, of course, Friendsgiving as well. If you need it in bulk, Sam's Club's got it. We've got you covered for the holiday season. Walmart does too. Of course, members mark over at Sam's Club. We've got great value at Walmart and all at a value that you can afford. We're broadcasting live from the World Food Championship on the stage right now, which Chris is going to have him on his show here just a little bit later on. Who is that now?
So it's Mark Henry.
Ooh.
One of the world's strongest men ever. He's big time. Mark Henry is big time. I'm very excited. I usually don't get nervous around interviewing people, but Mark Henry.
It's going to be good.
I grew up watching the guy.
Right?
Yeah, just bench pressing everybody above his head. Now he's just bench pressing briskets, I'm going to guess.
No, bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon. We just finished the bacon category here just a little bit ago. There's lots of categories, of course, all these chefs are competing in. And he is a master judge, I do believe,
yes,
for the World Food Championship.
We're going to find out what he'll be judging on.
Live at the World Food Championship in Dallas, Texas, on Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, The Chris Show.
Welcome back to the World Food Championships. We are live on The Chris Show. We are in Dallas, Texas. It's 4 days of foodie heaven, which means that I am in absolute heaven. I'm also in wrestling fanboy heaven right now because I am joined by former two-time world champion, Mark Henry. Thank you for joining us today.
Man, thank you for having me, man. Congratulations on y'all's success.
Hey, thank you.
Just hearing the numbers that y'all put up is impressive.
What's your connection to the World Food Championship? How did you learn about this? How did you kind of get this added to your resume?
My mother was a cook and my aunts were cooks. And I grew up doing prep for my mom. And I just spent my whole life cooking and traveling the world and realizing that the one thing that's universal to anywhere you go on the planet is the people's love for roasted meat. So I just always gravitated to it. And a lot of my friends are chefs. So, like, it was the next progression for me. And they're like, man, why don't you, like, get involved in food? Like, when we start talking food, you make me want to try different stuff.
Right?
So, and I'm recently, just me and my daughter, we were making tea cakes.
Oh.
And she convinced me to make red velvet tea cake.
Oh, all right.
Which was new for me. I'd never done it before.
Yep. It's one of my favorite flavors.
But, man, it was really good.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, thanks for opening my mind up. And that's what the World Food Championship does. It just opens your mind up to new things.
They did the Junior Chef event last night. I got to judge some of that. You know, maybe next year, maybe get your daughter
next year,
in there.
I have to come in early, get Joe, get my little JoJo together.
Mark, what are you looking forward to trying while you're judging here?
You know what? We're going to do seafood in about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most next. But bacon has always been, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, just tasting it and judging whether they make it smoky, savory, or sweet. There were some people that made desserts, you know, so. But I'm going to just try to limit it to one bite. If it's really good, I'll take two.
Right, right. That was my problem yesterday when I was judging is I'm like, some of these were so good, I just wanted to eat all of them.
Yeah, you had 13 dishes that you had to try?
There was 13 dishes yesterday. It was crazy. But I agree with you, Mark. You know, they kicked the event off today with bacon. I could smell it clear outside as we were walking in.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Perfect way to kick things off.
And bacon is everything, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sweet. It's savory, it's smoky, like it's meaty, like however you want to prepare it, you know.
And
like,
to your point, it talks to everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
It really does.
And any time that you try to make like a bacon flavor, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like bacon is bacon.
Don't mess with it.
Yeah, you can make, you don't have to, it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right, right. Hey, WWE, WWF, AEW Wrestling, commentating, scouting, three-time U.S. National Weightlifting Champion, and that's just some of it. Mark Henry, thank you so much for swinging by here on Walmart Sam's Club Radio.
I appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Like, I really appreciate it.
How well do you recognize this movie scene?
It's my favorite movie.
I remember that when I was a kid.
This is Guess the Movie.
Producer Tanner and I will reenact a scene from a very famous movie from the early 70s. There was also a remake, I think sometime in the 2000s. Here we go. And scene.
He's gone. He'll be made into marshmallows in 5 seconds.
Impossible, my dear lady. That's absurd. Unthinkable.
Why?
Because that pipe doesn't go to the marshmallow room. It goes to the fudge room.
You terrible man.
Scene. Oh, boy. Early 70s classic might have something to do with sweets.
Yep.
Maybe even chocolate.
Ooh, there's a hint.
So you're a wise guy now.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Booyah! Woo-hoo!
Did you pick up on Chris's impeccable acting? Let's see who guessed the right movie.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you calling from?
Bucyrus, Ohio. Walmart,
right.
2613.
You calling in to guess the movie?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. With Johnny Depp.
Well, with Gene Wilder. we're talking about the 70s one, but
they're redoing it again.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they got the prequel coming out. Is there anybody in the store that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Just to the whole store, 2613.
All right, way to go.
They're the greatest people I have ever worked with.
That is awesome. Way to go, store 2613. Bill, thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right. Have a great day.
You too.
Time for a little game we like to call...
Who are you?
You know who this is?
Yeah, who's this?
Is that who he is? I didn't know.
Who is this guy?
All right, we got a special edition of Who Is This Guy. We've got Bo from The Bo Show and Kirby Gwen from Kirby Gwen and Friends
Present.
To partake in today's Who Is This Guy, Who Is This Lady
Yeah.
showcase. So the question is, guys, if I was a food, what food do you think I would be?
Turkey sandwich. No, that's not it.
That's very plain.
Maybe like a pastrami on rye.
Okay. All right. Any reasoning?
It just felt right the time. Hold on.
Okay. Bo?
Wow. For you?
Yeah.
Goodness, that's a hard one. I'm going to say chocolate pudding.
Oh, my.
That man is not chocolate pudding. Hey.
Chocolate pudding, because everybody likes chocolate pudding.
Hey, all right.
No, you know what? Chris is a serving of hot wings.
No, okay, all right. Chris? Yeah.
With gravy.
What would you say you are?
What would I say I am? Well, going back to my Korean roots, I would be a nice, spicy bulgogi.
That's
Korean short ribs.
Okay.
And you can make any seasoning that you want for a marinade before. I'm like a slow simmer. It takes a little bit to get to like me.
Oh.
But then once you hang out with me, you'll love it.
Aw.
That's
cute. That's right.
All right. What about Kirby?
I'm a lemon chiffon cake, obviously.
Kirby, I was going to go with a delightful Mediterranean salad.
Ah.
Why? Because it's crisp, it's cool, and it can bring you comfort in your time of need.
That's so sweet.
I was going to say red velvet cake. You know why? Here's the reason. All right? Not everybody has had red velvet cake.
Yeah.
All right?
They should have it.
But when they get that opportunity to have red velvet cake, they love it, and they come back for more.
Oh, yeah.
So for Kirby, you get to know her personality, you love her, and you come back for more.
Hey, yeah, look at this. We're going to try and make Kirby cry. Saying all the sweetness. All right, Bo. What do you think Bo is?
Chicken fingers.
Mm-hmm. Chicken fingers?
Chicken fingers. A standard American classic. Everybody loves it. Many sauces to dip all kinds of ways. Ranch, barbecue, a little something for everybody.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I would go a three cheese ravioli in bolognese sauce.
Oh.
Because you get a little mix. You know, you're not just one, like a boring cheese. You're not mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
You got a little bit of everything. You got a three cheese blend, which is exciting. It's fun. You don't know which one you're going to bite into.
Uh-huh.
And that bolognese sauce, it's always delightful.
Now, wait a minute. Are we going by what you think Bo is or what you would like to have today? Because of
That's what I think Bo is.
You know what I think I am? I'm mixed between both those. I think I'm pizza. You know why? Because everybody enjoys a good pizza party.
Yeah,
you are pizza. You are pizza.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for Who Is This Everybody edition of Who Is This Guy. We got much more from the World Food Championships in Dallas, Texas. See you soon.
Red Velvet out.
Pizza.
It's the world's biggest food fight. We're live from the World Food Championship in Dallas, Texas on Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. Kirby Gwen and Friends.
Hey, friend. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Brendan. I'm calling from Lake City, Florida.
Hey, Brenda. What's up? How you doing, girl?
It's the first Black Friday here, and the man's a fan just loves big time Brenda. When I just a people visiting yesterday, he says, I want you to know we have a celebrity building, big time Brenda. If you ever hear it on the airwaves, that's her. We have a celebrity here.
That's right, an icon, a legend. We love her big time, Brenda, Lake City, Florida's finest. Thank you so much for checking in. I'm so glad to hear from you today.
Listen, you guys in Dallas, you know that I work in Irving, Texas and Grand Prairie, Texas. Just outside.
See, that's why you big time, Brenda.
Yes, ma'am.
Brenda is worldwide, okay? Don't play with her. Don't play with her.
Where are you guys broadcasting from in Dallas? Where are you?
We are at Fair Park in Dallas, Texas for the World Food Championship. So we'll be here for the rest of the week. Any shout-outs, Brenda?
Shout-out to Manager Sam, all our coaches, all our people here at Lake City Walmart, just your OPD team, because obviously we're just fencing the Black Friday and shopping for Black Friday. And big shout out to Team 767 Lake City, Florida.
All right. An icon, a queen, big time Brenda. Thank you so much for checking into the show today. Always a pleasure.
Kirby Gwynn has searched high and low from stores to clubs, supply chain, and beyond to find some truly amazing associates going above and beyond day in and day out. It's time for You Glow, Girl.
That's right. Today we are celebrating an icon in our Walmart and Sam's Club ecosystem. Stephanie Henry is a dedicated associate with 35 years of service at Sam's Club. She holds the role of market assistant in Market 25. Now, her extensive contributions to her team include unwavering support for leaders, associates, and members, which makes her the vital heart that adds a unique and special quality to Market 25. Now, Stephanie's commitment and passion are sincerely appreciated by her colleagues and the organization, and of course, all of us here, friends, on Kirby Gwynn and Friends. Stephanie, thank you for all that you do to bring a little light into our Walmart and Sam's Club world. This one's for you, girl.
Live from the World Food Championship in Dallas, Texas, sponsored by Sam's Club.
Hello, friends. It is Kirby Gwynn, and we are broadcasting live from the World Food Championships here in Dallas, Texas. What a treat, because they've been saying a lot, you know, this is like a family reunion. It kind of is, because not only am I here with celebrity chef Molly Blakely, she's also a part of our Walmart family.
Boom. Yes, I am.
Molly, first of all, so much light, so much joy, and fabulous fashions you've been giving us this week.
Oh,
girl,
thank you.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
You are the chef and owner of Molly B's Cookies, which you can find at Walmart.com right now.
Yes, you can. And pretty soon in September on shelves.
All right. Now, tell us, you actually, we met at Open Call.
We did.
How was the Open Call experience for you?
Man, it was a lot. You know, I'm from Alaska. Mm-hmm. So for us to, you know, prep and get everything ready and work on the pitch, I pitched so much through the last 3 years. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, they had like videos they wanted you to watch and all these things, you know, and so you do all that. But then when you get there, I came down with a horrible flu. And
oh, no.
I was so sick that I was like, what am I going to do? I'm like so sick, but I have to pitch like in an hour and a half. And so I just started taking all these vitamins like the day before or whatever. And miraculously, 1 hour before I started, I was able to get my hair and do everything and go in, and I was fine. And then when I got back to the hotel, I was sick again.
Oh,
it was so weird.
She did the thing though. You know, I think that is a testament to the perseverance that you possess, because I was
That's
reading
true.
Your bio. And I mean, life haven't been no crystal stair for Miss Molly.
It's been a tricky one.
Yes. What has kept you going and like thriving in the culinary industry even after you face setbacks like so many do?
Yeah, you know, really, truly, I want to make a difference in this world. And I know my cookies are like what's getting me there,
yeah.
Like one cookie at a time, I'm making a difference. But my goal is to do things to help the community and to help other people. And so when I look at how I started with my last $150 as a single mom in Alaska, trying to figure out how I was going to feed my son, I started making gourmet cookies, and now here I am, I'm going to have my cookies on Walmart shelves. It's incredible, and the journey has just been unbelievable, but I want to inspire other women. Using the Walmart platform to show people that they can do anything, that gives me another voice. And
yeah.
So that's why on all of my packaging, it tells my story about how I was like voted 150 startups from Forbes in 2019. And they used my cookies for the Oscars, the Emmys, and the Grammys. And we're on the Wheel of Fortune wheel and all these things. But the difference between people who are successful and people who are not is you don't give up. You're going to have times that you're just going to be so discouraged and it's going to be so hard and you're going to want to stop, but don't stop. And if you have people in your ear saying, you can't do this, you can't do this, then those people are not your people.
Ooh.
You need to just absolutely focus on what you know you can do. Remember why you're doing it, how you're going to make a difference, and go from there.
Can you just like call me every morning to get me started on the day? Because
you got this.
Now you are truly, I mean, a mastermind of culinary arts and creativity, because let me tell you, Molly B's has a cookie called the Hot Mess.
That's right.
And this is the first one that caught my eye. Loaded with mango chunks, Ghirardelli white chocolate, and a blast of flaming hot Cheeto dust.
That's right.
Then you've got the tea,
yes.
Which where you have Earl Grey, lavender, white chocolate.
And a lemon drizzle.
Lemon glaze.
Yep.
The Boss Man.
It's got bacon in it.
Double smoked bacon.
Oh.
And it's not bacon bits, not the crunchy ones. It's a soft, decadent, yummy bacon. So you know when you're having breakfast in the morning and you're having pancakes and the syrup like runs into your bacon and you're not mad? I made that a cookie.
Oh, my gosh. This is so good.
It is. It's so good. And that's just three, but we have, nine. We have nine flavors. Mm-hmm. And I also have another line out called Boba Doodles. And we took little snickerdoodles and we put different flavors of boba in them.
Oh, yeah. Who's your taste tester?
You know what? My husband and son are so over taste testing. But well, anybody. I always am happy to have anyone try them out.
I'm just going to say, the radio team is always happy to help.
I will just start shipping you guys boxes.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? If you are in the market for a brand new cookie out there, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you check out Molly B's.
With a Z, because I'm not Z. Molly B.S.
That's right. We don't know her. Molly B's with a Z at walmart.com, where you can check out some of these. Oh my gosh, I'm getting into this hot mess cookie as soon as we get done with this conversation.
And the good thing is they have a great shelf life. Ooh. And you can freeze them for up to a year, but they're wonderful for Christmas gifting.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, first of all, thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having
I'm
me.
So excited about you and for you.
Me too.
And I'm looking forward to hearing more of the wins that are going to come throughout this journey for you.
It's going to be awesome.
How can we find you? Give us a hot take.
Yes.
Anything you want us, let us know before you go.
Absolutely. So you can find me at mollybz.com. Let's see, how else can you find me? Just follow me on the internet, on all the media. Molly B's Cookies on Instagram and all the things.
And remember, she is Molly B with that Z.
With the Z.
Molly, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
me. We'll be in touch.
Yes, we will.
And now from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too as we continue our foodie adventures here from the World Food Championship in Dallas, Texas. I'd like to share a quote with you I heard that says, every time you eat, it is an opportunity to nourish your body. As we head into the holiday season and we're making these plates and having good food and good company, I just want to remind you, you deserve to have good food in your tummy, okay? Occupying that space, friend. Cheers to nourishing yourself, to thriving, and to letting your food be your medicine. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Wrapping it up, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas for the World Food Championships, it's Kirby Gwen and
Chris. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Oh, and as always, remember, love, life is what you make it, so please make it a good one. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.